Glenn Munsey's just popping in here because there's been one big go tomorrow at Caulfield on a Japanese horse with Australian bloodstock. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. You're still a bit croaky. I want you primed for tomorrow morning there live at Randwick from 6.30. You'll be out taking photos. You'll be taking a little bit of track work at 5:45 when you get there and tweeting that out. But I want you fit for tomorrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't be holding your breath. You might just want to sit somewhere else tomorrow in the OB van. Don't sit next to me. But anyway, we'll get through. Now, what about Brave Smash? What's going on here?
Well, Andrew, it's been very, very well backed for the Regal Roller tomorrow at Caulfield. Has its first Australian start. Of course, you interviewed Jamie Lovett regarding Brave Smash, a horse they purchased, the Australian bloodstock people, from Japan and brought it over here. Darren Weir training it now. But it's been $8 into $4. For the Regal Roller tomorrow, one of the better back runners on the program in Melbourne. But what we've also done, because of the, well, I suppose we hear a lot about, Andrew, what horses potentially could go to the Everest, we've slotted it into the market for the Everest as a $51 chance. And I suppose, you know, what we're doing at the moment, we hear horses that potentially could be aimed at the Everest, so we're putting them into the market. But such as the hype around Brave Smash, we've been forced to slot him into the Everest as a $51 chance, and all eyes will be on him tomorrow at Caulfield.
It certainly will be. I text Jamie Lovett, who was on a plane on the tarmac, and I said, we're putting you in the Everest. And all he came back was with a thumbs up. So I'm not too sure whether it's an indication or what. But
I hope it was a thumb, Andrew, because...
Yeah, you know, no, it was. It was definitely a thumb. By the way, so that's tomorrow with Brave Smash. It's been hammered tomorrow there. On the cups, about 25 minutes ago, we saw Jon Snow and Ginger Nuts take part in the barrier trial at Taupo in New Zealand. Andrew Forsman has just texted me regarding Jon Snow, who we saw here in the autumn. The horse is great. Finished third after settling three back on the rail. Very happy with him. This might be a special horse come the cups, Jon Snow.
Yeah, well, he and Ginger Nuts, Andrew, are both $18 for the Caulfield Cup. Of course, we haven't taken nominations for the Caulfield Cup in years gone by. They were always taken the first week of August, but they've been pushed back a little bit. That's the Caulfield Cup. Whilst in the Melbourne Cup, Ginger Nuts is a $26 chance, and I'm just scrolling down to find out where we've put Jon Snow in the market there. I can't actually find him at the
moment.
Might
be just a Caulfield Cup horse.
Yeah,
we might only
have put him in that. Yeah, I think we've only put him in the
Caulfield Cup.
So
yeah.
$18 each of two for those two runners in those races. I'll just see whether they nominated for the Cox Plate.
I will say that Ginger Nuts went around in the same trial. David Ellis has just texted me, very happy with him. He's going to run at Hawke's Bay in early September in a Group 1 1,400-metre race. Maybe one or two runs there before it goes to Melbourne Ginger Nuts.
Yeah, well, he's a $51 chance in the Cox Plate, and Jon Snow, $101 chance in the Cox Plate. We have taken noms for that race, the Cox Plate. So they're in that race. We've got plenty of markets up, Andrew. We've even put a market up on the Epsom before noms there, with Egg Tart posted as the $8 favourite. Spectroscope, we see it tomorrow. It's an $11 chance. Fox Play's $15. Mm. So coming through is a $15 chance. So it's really now, Andrew, this is it. This is the start of all the good ones coming back.
It certainly is. Tab.com.au. Plenty of markets, as Glenn mentioned, and we will be broadcasting from Randwick 6:30 tomorrow morning, and Glenn will be there with all the updated stuff as well. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you, and good to remind Nivesh, around about 10 to 8 for those little
coffee
bits,
and,
little presents.
Yeah,
they
coffee
bring
and egg
for.
And bacon.
And Pepsi Max.
Don't worry about the markets. Just give us that egg and bacon at 5 to 8. Yeah. Thank you, Glenn.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey there.